This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. If I were to ask you what a 120-year-old wooden tall ship has to do with learning transferable job skills, you might think, not a lot. But the Philadelphia Ship Preservation Guild has a plan to get young people excited for an ocean of opportunities. For WHYY, Buffy Gorilla boards to find out more.
If you stroll along the Delaware Riverfront at Penn's Landing, just past the Independence Seaport Museum, you've probably seen it. Gazella, the wooden tall ship painted white with green accents.
Gazella is a very beautiful three-masted sailing ship. She's got a clipper bow. She's not a huge ship as sailing ships goes, but it's just a really nice size ship for training young people and sailing out on the broad ocean.
It's a conversation about training young people that has led me on a windy weekend to meet Marcus Brandt. Marcus greets me with a smile that I know is hiding behind his N95 mask. He's dressed for a day on Gazella. Aran knit sweater, jaunty Breton sailor's cap, wool trousers. But first, a little history.
Gazella was built in 1901. For about 70 years, she sailed for the Portuguese fishing codfish on the Grand Banks.
Gazella hasn't had salted cod in the hull since 1971, when it sailed into Philadelphia, where it's been moored ever since. Gazella's led an active retirement, and it's still a solid example of marine craftsmanship. But this wooden ship is starting to look all of those 120 years.
All right, can we go look inside her?
Oh, yes, let's do it.
Mind your step.
We pass through a small green door, and Marcus starts a tour, but it develops into a to-do list.
So we're doing some seam repair here.
I keep a tally of the skills needed, so you have caulking and fixing seams. Carpentry, check.
We're rebuilding the windlass so that we can put the base timbers down.
I learn a windlass is a winch used to hoist anchors and haul on mooring lines. More carpentry and metalwork, check.
There's the donkey engine, which is the cutest little diesel engine you ever saw in your life.
Mechanical know-how. And that's only the bow. The improvement list is as long as a flying jib. Finding young people with the skills to help repair Gazella is becoming a problem. The current group, like Marcus, is getting older. So he and the Philadelphia Ship Preservation Guild, or PSPG, need to find new recruits. And they have a plan.
I'm Patrick Flynn. I suppose I'm the superintendent of ships for the Philadelphia Ship Preservation Guild.
If you can picture where the Marcus Street stairs spill out onto the pedestrian path along Penn's Landing, you will find a large green barge called Poplar. Poplar doubles as a workshop and foundry for Gazella. I push open a heavy metal door and Patrick Flynn greets me. His woolen waistcoat is sprinkled with sawdust. Patrick Flynn is the human embodiment of the PSPG's mission. He was a young person who volunteered on Gazella.
I found Gazella while I was still in high school. I grew up in Havertown, and just from wandering my way through the city, ended up at Penn's Landing, and there was Gazella. So that first summer, I helped paint the ship, and I just kept coming back.
He learned skills to work on wooden ships, and he leveraged that experience into a career at sea.
What started out as volunteering became a profession, and I got my Coast Guard captain's license and worked on probably about a dozen ships like this around the country.
Now Marcus and Patrick need to find the next generation of volunteers so Gazella can take to the high seas again.
We are in the process of developing an education program to involve Philadelphia area youth in learning trade skills that they can use in other non-maritime pursuits. You'll see, we've got a welding area here. Welding is welding, whether you're welding a 100-year-old ship part or a brand new wind turbine base. The diesel engine that we have on the ship is basically the same engine that you'll find in a SEPTA bus or a tractor trailer. So we're hoping to fill a gap, fill a need for hands-on skills education for young people in the city.
For Patrick and Marcus, their work is just getting started.
Do you think you will be able to attract those young people?
I just need as many as want to come out. Look, it's an adventure. go watch the Pirates of the Caribbean. That ain't nothing compared to actually being out at sea. Gazella here sitting in the port, okay? It's just static. You put sails on her. You go out beyond the capes. You get out on an ocean swell. This is not a boat. This is a living, breathing sea animal that loves you and will carry you on her back and look after you all the way across the ocean.
For WHYY News, I'm Buffy Gorilla.